The Structure of Magic, Volume 1. By John Grinder and Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Structure of Magic, Volume 1 by John Grinder and Richard Bandler is a book that explores the fundamentals of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It provides an introduction to NLP and its core concepts, as well as practical applications for using it in everyday life. The authors explain how language can be used to influence behavior and create positive change in people's lives. They also discuss the importance of understanding communication patterns between individuals, which can help build better relationships. The book begins with an overview of NLP and its history. It then moves on to explore the structure of language, including syntax, semantics, pragmatics, and meta-model distinctions. The authors provide examples from real-life conversations to illustrate their points about how language works. They also discuss how different types of questions can be used to elicit information from others. Grinder and Bandler go on to describe various techniques for changing behavior through verbal interventions such as reframing or anchoring statements. They explain how these techniques work by manipulating a person's internal representations or beliefs about themselves or their environment. Additionally, they cover topics such as rapport-building strategies and sensory acuity exercises. In conclusion, The Structure of Magic is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning more about NLP or applying it in their own life. It provides a comprehensive overview of the subject matter while still being accessible enough for beginners who are just getting started with this type of self-improvement practice. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to change the meaning of a situation by changing the context in which it is viewed. It involves changing the way a person perceives a situation, allowing them to view it in a more positive light. Main idea number 2. Meta-model. The meta-model is a set of language patterns used to identify and challenge the underlying assumptions of a person's language. It helps to uncover the underlying beliefs and values that are driving a person's behavior. Main idea number 3. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to create a positive emotional state in a person by associating a particular stimulus with that state. It can be used to help a person access positive emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 4. Submodalities. Submodalities are the qualities of a person's internal representations of their experiences. They can be used to help a person change their internal representations in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 5. Strategies. Strategies are the mental processes used to achieve desired outcomes. They involve a sequence of steps that a person follows in order to achieve a desired result. Main idea number 6. Beliefs. Beliefs are the underlying assumptions that a person holds about themselves and the world. They can be used to help a person identify and challenge their own limiting beliefs in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 7. Values. Values are the principles that a person holds as important. They can be used to help a person identify and prioritize their goals in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 8. Outcome specification. Outcome specification is the process of defining the desired outcome of a particular situation. It involves identifying the desired outcome and the steps necessary to achieve it. Main idea number 9. Rapport. Rapport is the process of establishing a connection with another person. It involves creating a sense of trust and understanding between two people in order to facilitate communication. Main idea number 10. Referential index. Referential index is the process of using language to refer to a person's internal representations. It involves using language to access a person's internal representations in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 11. Metaphors. Metaphors are a powerful tool used to communicate complex ideas in a simple way. They can be used to help a person understand a situation in a new way and to facilitate change. Main idea number 12. Hypnotic language. Hypnotic language is a set of language patterns used to induce a trance-like state in a person. It can be used to help a person access their unconscious mind in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 13. Parts integration. Parts integration is the process of bringing together different parts of a person's personality in order to achieve desired outcomes. It involves identifying and integrating the different parts of a person's personality in order to create a more unified whole. Main idea number 14. Subconscious communication. Subconscious communication is the process of communicating with a person's unconscious mind. It involves using language to access a person's unconscious mind in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 15. Time distortion. Time distortion is the process of changing a person's perception of time. It involves using language to alter a person's perception of time in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 16. Visualization. Visualization is the process of creating mental images in order to achieve desired outcomes. It involves using language to create mental images in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 17. Self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis is the process of inducing a trance-like state in oneself. It involves using language to access one's unconscious mind in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 18. Language patterns. Language patterns are the words and phrases used to communicate with another person. They can be used to help a person identify and challenge their own limiting beliefs in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 19. Cognitive restructuring. Cognitive restructuring is the process of changing a person's thought patterns in order to achieve desired outcomes. It involves identifying and challenging a person's limiting beliefs in order to facilitate change. Main idea number 20. Positive reframing. Positive reframing is the process of changing the meaning of a situation by changing the context in which it is viewed. It involves changing the way a person perceives a situation, allowing them to view it in a more positive light. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Reframing is a powerful tool for changing the way we think about and interact with our environment. By reframing, we can take an existing situation or problem and view it from a different perspective. This allows us to gain new insights into the issue at hand, as well as create more effective solutions. The process of reframing involves looking at the same facts but in a different context. For example, if you are feeling overwhelmed by your workload, you could reframe this experience by focusing on how much progress you have made rather than how much work still needs to be done. This shift in focus can help reduce stress levels and provide motivation to keep going. Reframing also helps us identify underlying patterns that may be causing certain problems or issues. By understanding these patterns better, we can develop strategies for addressing them more effectively. Additionally, reframing can help us recognize opportunities that were previously hidden due to our limited perspectives. Overall, reframing is an invaluable technique for improving our lives and creating positive change in ourselves and others around us. It encourages creative thinking while providing clarity on complex situations so that they become easier to manage. Main idea number 2. The meta model is a powerful tool for understanding the underlying structure of language. It helps to uncover the hidden assumptions and beliefs that are driving a person's behavior. By using this model, we can identify patterns in our own language as well as those of others, allowing us to better understand how people think and act. The meta model consists of three categories: deletions, distortions, and generalizations. Deletions refer to omissions or deletions from what was said, distortions refer to changes made in meaning, and generalizations refer to broad statements that lack specificity. Each category has its own set of questions which can be used to challenge the speaker's assumptions. By using the meta model, we can gain insight into why someone may be behaving in a certain way or saying something they believe is true but may not actually be accurate. This knowledge allows us to have more meaningful conversations with others by helping us understand their perspective better and providing an opportunity for further exploration. Main idea number 3. Anchoring is a powerful tool for creating positive emotional states in people. It involves associating a particular stimulus with an emotion, so that when the stimulus is presented again, it triggers the same emotion. This technique can be used to help individuals access and maintain positive emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. For example, if someone wants to feel more confident before giving a presentation, they could use anchoring by associating a certain phrase or gesture with feelings of confidence. When they need to access those feelings during their presentation, all they have to do is recall the phrase or gesture and it will trigger the associated feeling. Anchoring can also be used on larger scales as well. For instance, businesses may use anchoring techniques such as music or scents in order to create an atmosphere that encourages customers to stay longer and spend more money. Main idea number 4. Submodalities are the qualities of a person's internal representations that can be used to help them change their experience. They refer to the specific details and characteristics of an individual's mental images, thoughts, feelings, and memories. Submodalities include things like size, brightness, location in space or time, distance from other objects or people, sound quality, and volume level. By changing these submodalities within our internal representations, we can alter how we feel about something or how we think about it. For example, if someone has a fear of public speaking, they may have an image in their mind that is very large and close up with bright colors, which makes them feel anxious when they think about it. By changing the submodality of this image, such as making it smaller and further away with muted colors, they may find that their anxiety decreases significantly. By understanding how our own personal submodalities work for us, we can use them to create positive changes in our lives by altering our internal representations so that they become more helpful rather than hindering us from achieving desired outcomes. Main idea number 5. Strategies are an important part of achieving success in any endeavor. They provide a framework for taking action and help to ensure that the desired outcome is achieved. Strategies involve breaking down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable steps and then executing those steps in order to reach the goal. By having a clear plan of action, it becomes easier to stay focused on the task at hand and avoid getting sidetracked or overwhelmed by distractions. When creating strategies, it is important to consider all aspects of the situation, including resources available, time constraints, potential obstacles, and other factors that may affect progress towards reaching the goal. It can also be helpful to break down large goals into smaller milestones so that progress can be tracked along the way. Additionally, strategies should be flexible enough to accommodate changes as they arise. Having effective strategies in place helps people stay organized and motivated while working towards their goals. It allows them to focus on what needs to be done without getting distracted or discouraged by setbacks along the way. Ultimately, having well-defined strategies makes it easier for individuals or teams to achieve their desired outcomes. Main idea number 6. Beliefs are powerful tools that can shape our lives and the way we interact with the world. They provide us with a framework for understanding ourselves, others, and our environment. Beliefs can be positive or negative, they can help us to achieve success or lead to failure. By recognizing our beliefs and challenging them when necessary, we can create an empowering mindset that will enable us to reach our goals. The Structure of Magic Volume 1 by John Grinder and Richard Bandler provides insight into how beliefs work and how they influence behavior. It explains how beliefs are formed through experiences in life, as well as how they affect decision-making processes. The book also offers strategies for identifying limiting beliefs and replacing them with more productive ones. By understanding the power of belief systems, we can use them to create positive change in our lives. We must recognize which beliefs are holding us back from achieving what we want out of life and actively challenge those thoughts in order to move forward toward success. Main idea number 7. Values are the foundation of our lives. They provide us with a sense of purpose and direction, helping to guide our decisions and actions. Values can be seen as the moral compass that helps us determine what is right or wrong in any given situation. They also help us prioritize our goals and objectives, allowing us to focus on those things that are most important to us. Values can be divided into two categories, intrinsic values and extrinsic values. Intrinsic values refer to those beliefs which we hold dear for their own sake. They may include such things as honesty, integrity, respect for others, fairness, justice, etc. Extrinsic values refer to those beliefs which we pursue because they bring some kind of reward or benefit. These might include wealth, power, or fame. It is important to remember that each person's set of values will differ from another's depending on their individual experiences and perspectives. It is therefore essential that we take time out regularly to reflect upon our own personal set of values so that we can ensure they remain relevant in today's ever-changing world. Main idea number 8. Outcome specification is an important part of any successful endeavor. It involves taking the time to identify and define the desired outcome, as well as the steps necessary to achieve it. This process helps ensure that all stakeholders are on the same page when it comes to expectations and goals. By clearly defining what success looks like, everyone involved can work together towards a common goal. The process of outcome specification begins with identifying what needs to be accomplished in order for success to be achieved. This includes both short-term and long-term objectives, as well as any potential obstacles or challenges that may arise along the way. Once these have been identified, then specific actions must be taken in order to reach those outcomes. These actions should include measurable milestones so progress can be tracked over time. Finally, once all of this has been established, it's important for everyone involved in the project or situation to stay focused on achieving their desired outcome. Regular check-ins should take place throughout the duration of the project in order to ensure that everything is going according to plan and that no one is getting off track from their original goals. Main idea number 9. Rapport is an essential part of any successful communication. It involves creating a connection between two people that allows them to understand each other and build trust. This connection can be established through verbal or nonverbal cues, such as body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, and eye contact. When rapport is established, it helps create an environment where both parties feel comfortable expressing themselves openly and honestly. The process of establishing rapport requires active listening skills in order to pick up on the subtle cues that indicate how the other person is feeling. It also requires empathy so that you can put yourself in their shoes and better understand their perspective. Once this connection has been made, it becomes easier for both parties to communicate effectively with one another. Rapport building is a skill that takes practice, but once mastered, can make all the difference when communicating with others. By taking the time to establish a strong sense of understanding between two people, it creates an atmosphere where meaningful conversations are possible. Main idea number 10. Referential index is a powerful tool for facilitating change. It involves using language to access and influence a person's internal representations, which are the mental images, beliefs, and memories that shape our behavior. By accessing these internal representations through language, we can help people make changes in their lives by altering how they think about themselves and their environment. The process of referential indexing begins with identifying the client's current state of mind. This includes understanding what thoughts or feelings are present in the moment, as well as any underlying beliefs or assumptions that may be influencing them. Once this has been established, the therapist then uses language to refer back to those internal representations in order to facilitate change. For example, if someone believes they cannot succeed at something because they lack confidence, the therapist might use phrases such as, "You have all you need within you," or "You can do it if you believe in yourself." By referring back to these internal representations through language, therapists can help clients gain insight into their own thought processes and behaviors so that they can begin making positive changes in their lives. Referential indexing is an effective way of helping people become aware of how their thoughts affect their actions so that they can start taking steps towards achieving greater success. Main idea number 11. Metaphors are a powerful tool for expressing complex ideas in an accessible way. By using metaphors, we can help people to understand situations from a new perspective and open up possibilities for change. Metaphors provide us with the opportunity to explore our thoughts and feelings in creative ways, allowing us to gain insight into ourselves and others. Metaphors can be used as a form of storytelling, helping us to make sense of difficult concepts or experiences. They allow us to express abstract ideas in concrete terms that are easier for others to comprehend. Through metaphor, we can also create vivid images that evoke emotion and bring clarity to our communication. Using metaphors is an effective way of communicating because it allows us to bridge the gap between what is known and unknown. It helps people connect with each other on a deeper level by providing them with common ground upon which they can build understanding. Metaphors also enable us to think outside the box by encouraging creativity and imagination. Main idea number 12. Hypnotic language is a powerful tool for accessing the unconscious mind. It can be used to help people make positive changes in their lives by allowing them to access and explore their innermost thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Hypnotic language works by creating an altered state of consciousness that allows the person to become more open and receptive to suggestion. This altered state of consciousness can be achieved through various techniques such as repetition, rhythm, metaphor, imagery, storytelling, and other forms of verbal communication. When using hypnotic language, it is important to remember that each individual will respond differently depending on their own unique experiences and beliefs. Therefore, it is important to tailor your words carefully so they are meaningful for the individual you are working with. Additionally, it is important not only focus on what you say but also how you say it. Tone of voice plays an integral role in helping someone enter into a trance-like state. By utilizing hypnotic language patterns, we can create a safe space where individuals can explore themselves without fear or judgment. Through this exploration, they may gain insight into why certain behaviors occur or why certain emotions arise when faced with particular situations. Ultimately, this understanding can lead to lasting change as individuals learn how best to manage their thoughts and feelings in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 13. Parts integration is a process of self-discovery and personal growth. It involves recognizing the different parts of oneself, understanding their individual needs and motivations, and then finding ways to bring them together in order to create a more unified whole. This can be done through various techniques such as cognitive restructuring, mindfulness meditation, journaling, or even talking with friends or family members about one's experiences. The goal of parts integration is to help individuals become more aware of themselves and how they interact with others. By integrating the different aspects of one's personality into a cohesive unit, it allows for greater clarity in decision-making and improved communication skills. Additionally, it can lead to increased self-confidence as well as better relationships with those around us. Parts integration is an ongoing process that requires dedication and commitment from the individual involved. It takes time to identify all the components that make up our personalities and understand how they work together. However, by taking this journey, we are able to gain insight into ourselves, which can ultimately lead us towards greater fulfillment in life. Main idea number 14. Subconscious communication is a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. It can be used to access the unconscious mind in order to uncover hidden beliefs, patterns of behavior, and emotional blocks that may be preventing us from achieving our goals. By communicating directly with the unconscious mind, we can gain insight into our own motivations and behaviors as well as those of others. The process of subconscious communication involves using language to create an environment where the conscious and unconscious minds can interact. This interaction allows us to explore our inner world more deeply than ever before. Through this exploration, we are able to identify limiting beliefs or patterns that have been holding us back from reaching our full potential. By engaging in subconscious communication, we open ourselves up to new possibilities for growth and change. We become aware of how our thoughts shape our reality and how they influence both ourselves and those around us. With this newfound understanding comes greater self-awareness, which leads to improved decision-making skills. Subconscious communication is a powerful tool for personal development that has helped many people unlock their true potentials by allowing them access into their deepest selves. By learning how to communicate with your own subconscious mind, you will be able to make positive changes in your life that will lead you toward success. Main idea number 15. Time distortion is a powerful tool for creating change. It involves using language to alter a person's perception of time in order to facilitate change. For example, if someone wants to quit smoking, they may be asked to imagine that the last cigarette they smoked was years ago instead of just yesterday. This can help them break their habit by making it seem like more time has passed than actually has. Time distortion can also be used as an effective way of helping people move past traumatic experiences or difficult memories. By distorting the timeline and allowing the person to view events from a different perspective, it can help them process and heal from those experiences in a healthier way. Finally, time distortion can be used as an effective tool for goal setting and motivation. By imagining future successes or accomplishments as already having happened, it helps create positive momentum towards achieving those goals. Main idea number 16. Visualization is a powerful tool for creating change. It involves using language to create mental images that can help us achieve our desired outcomes. By visualizing the outcome we want, we are able to focus on what needs to be done in order to make it happen. Visualization helps us break down complex tasks into manageable steps and gives us the motivation and confidence needed to take action. When visualizing, it's important to use vivid imagery and positive language. This will help you stay focused on your goal and keep you motivated throughout the process of achieving it. Additionally, visualization can also be used as a form of relaxation or meditation. By focusing on calming images or scenes, we can reduce stress levels and improve our overall well-being. Overall, visualization is an effective way of creating change in our lives. By taking time out each day to visualize our goals, we are more likely to reach them faster than if we were just relying on willpower alone. Main idea number 17. Self-hypnosis is a powerful tool for personal transformation. It can be used to access the unconscious mind and create positive changes in one's life. Through self-hypnosis, individuals can learn how to control their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to achieve desired outcomes. The process involves using language to induce a trance-like state that allows the individual to focus on specific goals or objectives. The structure of Magic Volume 1 by John Grinder and Richard Bandler provides an excellent introduction into the world of self-hypnosis. This book explains how hypnosis works and outlines various techniques for inducing trance states. It also offers practical advice on how to use self-hypnosis effectively, as well as tips for avoiding common pitfalls associated with it. By learning about self-hypnosis through this book, individuals can gain insight into their own minds and develop greater control over their lives. With practice, they will be able to use this knowledge to make lasting changes that will improve their overall well-being. Main idea number 18. Language patterns are an important tool for communication. They can be used to help a person identify and challenge their own limiting beliefs in order to achieve desired outcomes. Language patterns provide structure and guidance when communicating with another person, allowing us to express our thoughts more clearly and effectively. By using language patterns, we can better understand the other person's perspective, as well as our own. This understanding helps us create meaningful conversations that lead to positive results. The structure of Magic Volume 1 by John Grinder and Richard Bandler provides an excellent introduction into the world of language patterns. It explains how these tools can be used in various contexts such as therapy, coaching, sales, or negotiation. The book also offers practical advice on how to use language patterns effectively in different situations so that you can get the most out of your conversations. By learning about language patterns and applying them correctly, you will become a better communicator overall. you will be able to communicate more efficiently with others while still being respectful and mindful of their feelings at all times. With practice and dedication, you will soon find yourself having successful conversations that result in positive outcomes. Main idea number 19. Cognitive restructuring is a powerful tool for personal growth and development. It involves recognizing and challenging the beliefs that are holding us back from achieving our goals. By questioning our assumptions, we can begin to see things in a different light and create new possibilities for ourselves. The process of cognitive restructuring begins with identifying the thoughts or beliefs that are limiting us. We then challenge these beliefs by asking questions such as, "Is this really true?" or, "What evidence do I have to support this belief?" This helps us to gain clarity on what is actually true versus what we may be assuming based on past experiences. Once we have identified our limiting beliefs, we can start replacing them with more empowering ones. This could involve reframing negative thoughts into positive ones, or creating affirmations that help reinforce the desired outcome. Through repetition of these new thought patterns, they become ingrained in our minds and eventually become automatic responses when faced with similar situations. By engaging in cognitive restructuring, we can break free from old patterns of thinking and open up new possibilities for ourselves. With practice, it becomes easier to recognize unhelpful thought patterns before they take hold so that we can replace them with healthier alternatives. Main idea number 20. Positive reframing is a powerful tool for transforming negative experiences into positive ones. It involves changing the way we think about and interpret our experiences, allowing us to view them in a more constructive light. By shifting our perspective, we can gain insight into how our thoughts and beliefs shape our reality. This understanding can help us to create new possibilities for ourselves. The process of positive reframing begins by recognizing that all situations have multiple interpretations. We can choose which interpretation best serves us in any given moment. For example, if someone has been unkind or hurtful towards us, instead of focusing on their behavior as an attack against us, we could focus on the fact that they are likely struggling with something themselves and need support or compassion. By actively choosing to see things from a different angle, we open up space for growth and healing within ourselves. Positive reframing allows us to take control of how we perceive events in life so that even difficult circumstances become opportunities for learning and personal development. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.